third month.
Now you're one sack away from passing Derek Thomas on the all-time list, and I know that he's meant a lot to you. What does that achievement mean to you?
Could you mind?
Showing good manners. Get out the mustache. Passing Derek Thomas means everything. I came in the league. When I got to Kansas City, he was obviously the iconic player at that time. Obviously, his reputation as a legend kind of spoke for itself of what he did on the field. And I watched a lot of his film when I first got there, and a lot of Neil Smith and like Leslie O'Neill. But I just always kind of measured myself of each year. I was chasing his rookie chief sack record, my rookie year, and I've just always tried to keep pace with him. Gunther, one time he came in, he was talking about how awesome Derek DT was and how he averaged 12 sacks a year for his career, and so that's kind of just where I always had that number. If I wanted to be relevant in the talk of at the best of what I do, I had to be at least up with his numbers, and so I've just always tried to keep pace with him and what he's tried to do, and to have an opportunity to pass him one year sooner than what he did it in is awesome. And it's kind of surreal at times. And but again, it's just one of those goals you try to reach for, and then obviously you have to set something else.
But to get there, that was a long trip.
A long trip. It took me just shy of 10 years, right? Not there quite yet. So it's been a long trip. It makes you reflect back on all. I think I reflect back on more of the ones I missed that I could have. I'm like, damn, I could be up there. I could be. I don't think anybody's going to challenge Reggie for how fast he climbed the charts. But I definitely, if I had all the ones, if I never missed a sack, it'd be pretty cool. It's one of those things you reflect back and you kind of remember. I can remember my first one. I'm sure I'll remember the one when I break it.
Who was the first that you got?
Oh, it was Carr out of from the Texas. Houston. Yeah. So. So it's just one of those things that it's a cool thing. Like I said, it's nothing real significant, but except to myself, it's just one of those things I always pace myself, being a chief. And when I started getting numbers, they were always comparing me to DT and where we at number wise in our career. And just always, even when I got here, just trying to chase that.
You said you watched film. Was there anything specific you took from his game?
A lot of stuff. I mean, that guy had to get off. That was second to none. So I learned how he did that. You just obviously his motor, the way he approached the game, obviously very similar. I know he didn't like practice. Gunn told me all the time, I don't much like practice. I'm forced to work harder in practice, though. There's things that he does that is that can't be replicated. But there's techniques that I was able to take from watching film and studying him that I've been able to implement in my game. Along the way, there's. You can take bits and pieces from a lot of people. And so I've tried to watch the greats over the years and learn from them and see how I can implement that into my career and to obviously benefit myself in the league, but also to, pay homage, so to speak, to those who played in the past and let everybody know that those techniques, you don't need things fancy, When you find something that works, it'll stand the test of time.
Jared, what are some of the factors you think why the team has been so much better in the second half of the season? 1-7 in the first half, 3-2-1 so far in the second half.
We finished some games out. We've had some lead. I think we've been, overall better in the run game. First part of the year, our run game was terrible. We were better in turnovers. I mean, we had more turnovers in the front part. But, it's just kind of the way football goes. Sometimes, we've been winning those ones at the end of the game now versus losing them. You just got to – you finish. Typically – coaches tend to hound on it's how you finish, not how you start. So, guys really concentrate at the end of the year, whether it's – there's a whole list of reasons why people play hard till the end of the year, whether you're chasing playoffs, whether you're, chasing stats or chasing a contract, whatever the reasons are, people – there's reasons why people play it all the way through. So, guys tend to be motivated and, just to finish hard. When you're losing, last thing you want to do is keep losing. At this point, you take any breath of life is nice. So, I don't know if there's a real reason for it. The breaks have been our way the last few weeks.
And how important have the veterans been in keeping the team together? Coach mentioned you guys kind of addressed the team last Saturday night and that sort of thing. How important have you veterans been?
I don't know if he addressed it. I just agreed with what Coach said. I was like, yes. Honestly, our team, our locker room, there hasn't been any. Yeah, our locker room is great. We got great guys. We got, you know, good young guys. Practice hard, play hard. You know, we got guys that like to play football. That's the bottom line. Not motivated by outside stuff, and they come to work and play. So from a veteran leadership standpoint, not a whole lot that has to be done. I think, you know, we're just consistent in the way we prepare and the consistent in the way we play. We go out every Sunday and try to do our jobs the best that we can do, and the chips fall where they do.
B-Rob said that yesterday when we were talking to him that he has a lot of friendly competition with you. What does he do that brings up your game?
Well, right now he keeps getting sacked, so I got to match him. He's getting better and better, and you know, like I've said all along, he has great potential. He really does. He could easily be a 15 sack, you know, guy. He plays the front side, so sometimes it you know, what could be a sack that they can actually see. So it's kind of the, you know, the curse of playing that front side of the for most quarterbacks, but. You know, again, just having him, knowing that he's capable of big games, knowing that he's capable of you know, lots of production the way he plays the game. And I think where his game has really developed, too, is just his consistency of being productive in other areas, you know, batting balls down, you know, tackles, that kind of stuff. And he's an explosive player. So just having that around, knowing that there's a guy on the other end that can beat you to the ball. You know, you gotta step your game up.
And how would you assess his sack dance?
A little long.
Has to set the hook too long.
I do. That part is the greatest, when he just sets that hook. That's the greatest. I mean, you should walk off after that. But it's pretty funny. I get a kick out of it. I said he needs to start throwing them back, though. He needs to set the hook and be like, just throw them back. So.
Hey, Jared, does Dalton get the ball out as fast as anybody you?
Absolutely. That ball is gone. I've watched a lot of film, and they, you know, good rushes don't get there. So it's going to be imperative that we are stout on first and second down. When we do get a chance, when coverage does, you know, confuse him and he has to pat the ball, you know, we need to make sure we're on a path, you know, that can get there. So it's going to be a tough game. I mean, he's playing good ball, and obviously they're a very talented team. It's one of those things, but it's more conventional offense, which is fun. They got a big stout line, and you know, they like to run the ball, so
it's more conventional than we've seen the last couple of weeks.
Yep, so you know, it's just gonna be one of those things. But yeah, that ball is out, and that's what makes it tough. I mean, quarterbacks that have that release, you know, you look at Peyton Manning, he doesn't get sacked often because that ball is out. Drew Brees, same way. And his release is, I mean, even on deep routes, even on third and long, that ball is out in about 2.5 seconds, so
you've been able to kind of grade your long snap a little bit, and I know it's
been I didn't even watch the film on it, you know. I just, it's second nature, you know what I mean? I was born to be a long snapper. Does that make sense? Destined.
You guys need to watch how I picked up those blocks, though. I tried to run a twist.